This is NOAA Weather Radio KIG60. All hazards. Broadcasting on a frequency of 162.400 megahertz from the top of Mount Mansfield in northwestern Vermont. This transmitter services the counties of Addison, Chittenden, Franklin, Grand Isle, Lanoil, and Washington in Vermont. In northern New York, Essex, Franklin, and Clinton counties. The current time is 11:10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. On the weather map, scattered light showers will affect mainly the northern half of the North Country today. However, most of the day will remain dry, mostly cloudy, and mild. Widespread heavier rain showers will quickly sweep eastward late tonight along a cold front that will usher in a return to more seasonable conditions. Aside from possible mountain rain and snow showers, mainly dry conditions are expected through at least Monday. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for the Champlain Valley, which includes Burlington, Middlebury, St. Albans, and Plattsburgh. Rest of tonight, cloudy. A chance of showers until midnight, then showers likely. Near steady temperature in the mid-50s. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Chance of rain 70%. Friday, cloudy. Showers likely in the morning. Highs in the mid-50s. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Chance of rain 70%. Friday night, mostly cloudy. Lows around 40. Northwest winds around 10 miles an hour until midnight, becoming light and variable. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Highs around 50. Light and variable winds. Saturday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 30s. Light and variable winds. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for north central Vermont and the western slopes of the Green Mountains, which includes Montpelier, Underhill, Enosburg Falls, and Stowe. Rest of tonight, cloudy. A slight chance of showers until midnight, then showers likely. Near steady temperature in the lower 50s. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 70%. Friday, cloudy. Showers likely, mainly in the morning. Highs in the mid-50s. Southwest winds around 10 miles an hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Chance of rain 70%. Friday night, cloudy. Lows in the mid-30s. Light and variable winds. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Highs in the upper 40s. Light and variable winds. Saturday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-30s. Light and variable winds. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for the northern Adirondacks, which includes Lake Placid, Saranac Lake, Tupper Lake, and Dannemora. Rest of tonight, a slight chance of thunderstorms. A chance of showers until midnight, then showers. Lows in the mid-40s. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 90%. Friday, cloudy. Rain showers likely in the morning. Highs in the upper 40s. West winds around 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 70%. Friday night, cloudy. Lows in the mid-30s. Light and variable winds. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Highs in the mid-40s. Northwest winds around 10 miles an hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 30s. Light and variable winds. And now, the extended forecast for the listening area. Sunday and Sunday night, partly cloudy. A slight chance of snow showers through the day. Highs in the upper 40s. Lows in the mid-30s. Monday and Monday night, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 40s. Lows in the mid-30s. Tuesday and Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 40s. Lows in the mid-30s. Wednesday and Wednesday night, partly cloudy. Highs in the lower 50s. Lows in the upper 30s. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Highs in the mid-50s. The forecast for the northern waters of Lake Champlain, including the Champlain Islands and Inland Sea, tonight, south winds 15 to 20 knots. A chance of showers in the evening, then showers overnight. Waves 1 to 3 feet, building to 2 to 4 feet. Friday, southwest winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming northwest. Showers likely in the morning. waves 1 to 3 feet, subsiding to 1 foot or less. Friday night, northwest winds 10 knots or less. Mostly cloudy. Waves 1 foot or less. Saturday, north winds less than 10 knots. Mostly cloudy. Waves 1 foot or less. Saturday night, northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming light and variable. Partly cloudy. Waves 1 foot or less. Sunday, southwest winds less than 10 knots, becoming west. Partly sunny. Waves 1 foot or less. Sunday night, west winds 10 knots or less, becoming north 10 to 15 knots. Partly cloudy. Waves 1 to 2 feet. Monday, north winds. Around 10 knots. Partly sunny. Waves 1 to 2 feet. Monday night, northeast winds around 10 knots, becoming light and variable. Partly cloudy. Waves 1 to 2 feet. Tuesday, light and variable winds, becoming north 5 to 10 knots. Partly sunny. Waves 1 foot or less. The forecast for the southern waters of Lake Champlain, including Colchester Reef, Willsboro Bay, and Diamond Island, tonight, south winds 15 to 25 knots. A chance of showers in the evening, then showers likely overnight. Waves 1 to 3 feet, building to 2 to 4 feet. Friday, south winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming north. Showers likely in the morning. Waves 2 to 4 feet, subsiding to 1 to 3 feet. Friday night, north winds 5 to 10 knots. Cloudy. Waves 1 to 2 feet. Saturday, north winds 10 knots or less. Mostly cloudy. Waves 1 to 2 feet. Saturday night, north winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming light and variable. Partly cloudy. Waves 1 foot or less. Sunday, southwest winds 10 knots or less, becoming west. Partly sunny. Waves 1 foot or less. Sunday night, northwest winds 10 knots or less, becoming north 10 to 15 knots. Partly cloudy. Waves 1 to 2 feet. Monday, north winds 10 to 15 knots. Partly sunny. Waves 1 to 3 feet. Monday night, south winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming light and variable. Partly cloudy. Waves 1 to 2 feet. Tuesday, light and variable winds, becoming north 5 to 10 knots. Partly sunny. Waves 1 foot or less. The ultraviolet index for Friday will be a 1. This is in the low category. The higher summits forecast for the northern Adirondacks of New York, tonight, mostly cloudy until midnight, then summits becoming obscured in clouds. A chance of showers until midnight, then showers after midnight. Lows in the mid-40s. Southwest winds 30 to 45 miles per hour with gusts up to 55 miles per hour. Friday, summits obscured in clouds with rain showers likely in the morning, then summits above the clouds. Early highs in the mid-40s, then temperatures falling into the upper 30s in the afternoon. West winds 25 to 40 miles per hour, diminishing to 10 to 25 miles per hour in the afternoon. Friday night, summits above the clouds. Lows in the lower 30s. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, diminishing to up to 10 miles per hour after midnight. Saturday, summits in and out of clouds. Highs in the mid-30s. Light winds, becoming west around 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. The higher summits forecast for the Green Mountains of Vermont, tonight, partly cloudy until midnight, then becoming cloudy. A slight chance of showers until midnight, then showers likely after midnight. Near steady temperature in the lower 50s. Southwest winds 30 to 45 miles per hour. Friday, summits obscured in clouds in the morning, then becoming in and out of clouds. Showers likely, mainly in the morning. Early highs in the upper 40s, then temperatures falling into the mid-40s in the afternoon. Southwest winds 20 to 35 miles per hour with gusts up to 45 miles per hour, becoming west 10 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. Friday night, summits in and out of clouds until midnight, then becoming cloudy. Lows in the mid-30s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming west after midnight. Saturday, summits in and out of clouds. Highs in the upper 30s. Light winds, becoming west around 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. Here are the 11 p.m. observations. At the Burlington Airport, light rain was falling. The temperature was 57 degrees, with a dew point of 53, giving a relative humidity of 86%. The wind was south at 3 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.73 inches and falling. At Plattsburgh, fog was reported. The temperature was 54 degrees with a dew point of 53, giving a relative humidity of 97%. The wind was calm. At Colchester Reef, the temperature was 57 degrees and the average wind was southwest at 17 miles an hour. Across the rest of Vermont, fog was reported with a temperature of 47 at Montpelier, 47 at Morrisville, 46 at Lindenville, and 49 at Springfield. It was 50 at St. Johnsbury. At Rutland, it was partly cloudy with a temperature of 55. In New York State, at Plattsburgh, fog was reported with a temperature of 54. At New York City, it was clear with a temperature of 66. At Glens Falls, it was mostly cloudy with a temperature of 49. It was cloudy with a temperature of 57 at Saranac Lake, 57 at Messina, 59 at Ogdensburg, and 62 at Watertown. In New Hampshire and Massachusetts, fog was reported with a temperature of 51 at Lebanon and 42 at Whitefield, New Hampshire. At Concord, it was clear with a temperature of 55. At Boston, it was mostly cloudy with a temperature of 63. Across southern Canada, at Ottawa, rain was falling with a temperature of 57. At Montreal, fog was reported with a temperature of 52. At Sherbrooke, it was clear with a temperature of 50. In New Hampshire, on top of Mount Washington, fog was reported, reducing the visibility to near zero at the summit. The wind was southwest at 33 miles an hour and the temperature was 39 degrees. Once again, at the Burlington Airport, it was 57 degrees with light rain. Here are the 11 p.m. observations. At the Burlington Airport, light rain was falling. The temperature was 57 degrees with a dew point of 53, giving a relative humidity of 86%. The wind was south at 3 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.73 inches and falling. At Plattsburgh, fog was reported. The temperature was 54 degrees with a dew point of 53, giving a relative humidity of 97%. The wind was calm. At Colchester Reef, the temperature was 57 degrees and the average wind was southwest at 16 miles an hour. At Diamond Island, the temperature was 59 degrees and the average wind was south at 5 miles an hour. Across the rest of Vermont, fog was reported with a temperature of 47 at Montpelier, 47 at Morrisville, 46 at Lindenville, and 49 at Springfield. It was 50 at St. Johnsbury. At Rutland, it was partly cloudy with a temperature of 55. In New York State, at Plattsburgh, fog was reported with a temperature of 54. At New York City, it was clear with a temperature of 66. At Glens Falls, it was mostly cloudy with a temperature of 49. It was cloudy with a temperature of 57 at Saranac Lake, 57 at Messina, 59 at Ogdensburg, and 62 at Watertown. In New Hampshire and Massachusetts, fog was reported with a temperature of 51 at Lebanon and 42 at Whitefield, New Hampshire. At Concord, it was clear with a temperature of 55. At Boston, it was mostly cloudy with a temperature of 63. Across southern Canada, at Ottawa, rain was falling with a temperature of 57. At Montreal, fog was reported with a temperature of 52. At Sherbrooke, it was clear with a temperature of 50. In New Hampshire, on top of Mount Washington, fog was reported, reducing the visibility to near zero at the summit. The wind was southwest at 33 miles an hour and the temperature was 39 degrees. Once again, at the Burlington Airport, it was 57 degrees with light rain.